What is the malted liquor? What gets you drunker quicker? What comes in bottles or in cans?
Beer!
Can't get enough of it.
Beer!
How we really love it.
Beer!
Makes me think I'm a man.
Beer!
I could kiss and hug it.
Beer!
But I'd rather chug it.
Beer!
Cut my belly out to here.
Beer!
I could not refuse a
beer.
I could really use a beer.
Beer, beer,
beer. Beer, 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 beer.
I can't remember how much I have had. I drank a 12-pack with my dad.
That's my son, the drunken manly stud. I'm proud to be his bud.
Here, have some pretzels.
No, I'll call it quits. Those things give me the schlitz.
Drink with your family. Drink it with your friends. Drink till you're fat. Stomach distends. Beer is liquid bread. It's good for you. We like to drink till we spew. Ooh, who cares if we get fat? I'll drink to that.
As we sing once more. What is the malted liquor? What gets you drunker quicker? What comes in bottles or in cans?
Beer!
Can't get enough of it.
Beer!
How we really love it.
Beer!
Makes me think I'm a man.
Beer!
I could kiss and hug it.
Beer!
But I'd rather chug it.
Beer!
Got my belly out to here.
Beer!
Golly, I adore it.
Beer!
Come on, damn it, pour it. Do it for me. Brew it for me. Feed it to me. Speed it to me.
Beer!
The most wonderful drink in the world. Hooray!
We were driving in our bus across the California plains, headed for this gig when Sammy started to complain. So we stopped into a bar,
Douglas Saloon.
We were getting kind of dry, and we ordered up some beers. I guess you know the reason why.
Dewa
has tried them all.
That's us.
At one time or another. And if you don't believe us,
I heard that.
Just listen to us.
Brother.
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 We drink lots of beer, boys. We drink lots of beer, boys. It makes us feel so queer, boys. It's bringing us lots of cheer, boys. If you listen here, boys, we'll tell you about our beer. We drink Coors, Budweiser, Hands, and Olympia cans, bottles, any way to get it in your own brow, Heineken, Tuborg, Bert, Max, Lone Star, Pearl, Falstaff, Lucky Locker, Michelob, Miller, Mickey Mouse,
all of
we got lots of beer. We drink fast, flat, slits, jacks, bush, splits, bats, oh heck. One egg, still, sandy, three, sandy, no, sandy, moose, and buckhorn, and a fun, folly girl, like a poor egg, steam, it's not an extreme, we've got lots of beer.
Wow.
And we drink heavy beer, light beer, pale beer, stale beer, new beer, old beer, warm beer, cold beer, dry beer, jazz, cake beer, baked beer, here beer, there beer, in my underwear beer, lost and found beer, dropped in the ground beer, we've got lots of beer.
Okay, big solo.
So we all slid off our bar stools, feeling really fine.
And Bob went to the bathroom. It's the water.
But he had to wait in line.
So
somebody stumbled in the bar.
We knew to get
I don't remember
another beer.
To get a beer.
And
that's
along
right.
Came
the Lone Ranger.
And he said,
Kimo's hobby.
Listen here.
Kimo, you know that Kimo's Tonto hobby. Said to him, Kimo Sabi, you don't belong in here. It's Indian bar.
We drink lots of beer, boys. We drink lots of beer, boys. It makes us so queer, boys. It brings us lots of cheer, boys. If you listen here, boys, we'll tell you about our beer.
Okay, last time to sing along.
Oh, we drink Coors, Budweiser, Hands, and Olympia cans, bottles, any way to get it in your lawn, brown, Heineken, two Tuborg, Bourbon, Gold Star, Pearl, Falstaff, Lucky Locker, Big Love, Miller, Mickey Mouse, we've got lots of beer.
Donald Duck, and orange juice.
We drink heavy beer, light
beer,
pale, stale, new, old, warm, cold, dry,
draft, cake, bank, beer, beer, there, beer, in underwear, beer, lost, beer, fine, beer, dropped on the ground, beer, we've had lots of beer. If you've got the time, we'll drink your beer.
city street. You could be in Peru, and you hear a distant calling, and you know it's meant for you. Then you drop what you are doing, and you join the merry mob. And before you know just where you are, you're in an Irish pub. They've got one in Honolulu, they've got one in Moscow too. They got four of them in Sydney and a couple in Kathmandu. So whether you sing or pull a pint, you'll always have a job. As wherever you go around the world, you'll find an Irish pub. Now that design is fairly simple, and it usually works the same. You'll have Razor Houghton scoring in the Ireland-England game. And you'll know you're in an Irish pub the minute you're in the door. For a couple of boys with borons will be more than Christy Moore. They've got one in Honolulu, they've got one in Moscow too. They got four of them in Sydney and a couple in Kathmandu. So whether you sing or pull a pint, you'll always have a job. Cause wherever you go around the world, you'll find an Irish pub. Now the owner is Norwegian, and the manager comes from Cork. And the lad that's holding up the bar says only he just work. He was born and bred in Bolton, but his mammy's from Kildare. And he's got to make his fortune soon and move to County Clare. They've got one in Honolulu, they've got one in Moscow too. They got four of them in Sydney and a couple in Kathmandu. So whether you sing or pull a pint, you'll always have a job. Cause wherever you go around the world, you'll find an Irish pub. To catch me train, so I'll leave you sitting at the bar and face the wind and rain. But I'll have that pint you owe me if I'm not gone on the dry when we meet next week in Frankfurt in the fields of Athenry. They've got one in Honolulu, they've got one in Moscow too. They got four of them in Sydney and a couple in Kathmandu. So whether you sing or pull a pint, you'll always have a job. Cause wherever you go around the world, you'll find an Irish pub. They've got one in Honolulu, they've got one in Moscow too. They got four of them in Sydney and a couple in Kathmandu. So whether you sing or pull a pint, you'll always have a job. Wherever you go around the world, you'll find an Irish pub. Wherever you go around the world, you'll find an Irish pub.
Ago, way back in history, when all there was to drink was nothing but cups of tea. Along came a man by the name of Charlie Mott, and he invented a wonderful drink and he made it out of hop.
He got to be an admiral, a sultan or a king, and to his praises we shall always sing. And look what he's done for us, he's filled us up with cheer.
Fury's bar, the Tansy's pub, the hole in the wall as well. Oh, one thing you can be sure of, it's Charlie's beer they sell. So come on, all me lucky lads, 11 o'clock she stops. 5 short seconds, remember Charlie Mops. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
He might have been an admiral, a sultan or a king.
Barrel of bops and started around with a stick. That's not the lubrication to make your engine tick. A 40 parts of wallop a day will keep away the quack. It's only 8 and 8 the pot and 1 and 6 in tax. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Hey, got to be an admiral, a sultan or a king.
I'm going for a beer, 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 beer. I'm gonna drink some beer. I like drinking beer. Lovely, lovely beer. Beer, beer, beer. I'm going for a beer. Beer, beer, beer. I'm gonna drink some beer. I like drinking beer. Lovely, lovely beer. Beer, beer, beer. I'm going for a beer. Beer, beer, beer. I'm gonna drink some beer. I like drinking beer. Lovely, lovely beer. Beer, beer, beer. I'm going for a beer. Beer, beer, beer. I'm gonna drink some beer. I like drinking beer. Lovely, lovely beer. Beer, beer, beer. I'm going for a beer. Beer, beer, beer. I'm gonna drink some beer. I like drinking beer. Lovely, lovely beer.
Falstaff, the clear beer from St. Louis, brings you Cream from London.
Falstaff, the good slaker. Falstaff, the good slaker. The beer that can slake.
It'll shake around like jelly when you hear the fiddles. So, lift your glasses high and don't forget to shout.
Yeah!
Here's a cheer to drinking beer,
yeah!
Especially the stout. Well, I had a lovely porter at a pub the other day. The black stuff makes me chatty. I met everyone in the place. The bartender said, "You've had enough and you should go and have a nap." I said, "I'll have a Guinness," and I gave his face a slap.
Well, I don't mean to seem irate. I want the beer from St. James Gate. A body pint would be just great. Hurry now, don't make me wait. I want the beer from St. James Gate.
So I went into the new sports bar and I ordered me a stout. Your man didn't even look at me when he told me to get out. He said, "We got Coors, we got Bud Light, but we don't serve that crap." I said, "I'll have a Guinness," and I give his face a slap.
Well, I don't mean to seem irate. I love the beer from St. James Gate. A volley pint to be just great. Hurry now, don't make me wait. I want the beer from St. James Gate.
Corner to another pub, I ordered me a glass. Your bartender shook his head at me and he said, "You're quite an ass. Look, you gotta tell me what you want. We've got over 50 beers on tap." I said, "I'll have a Guinness," and I give his face a slap.
But I don't mean to seem irate. I want the beer from St. James Gate. A frothy pint to be just great. Hurry now, don't make me wait. I want the beer from St. James Gate.
I fell into a micro pub and poured myself into a chair, and the list was chalk. I had to gawk for fermented malt with avocado air? And the server wore a waistcoat and a man bun in a strap. I said, I'll have a Guinness. I gave his face a slap.
Well, I don't mean to seem irate. I want the beer from St. James Gate. A frothy pint to be just great. Hurry now, don't make me wait. I want the beer from St. James Gate.
Well, then I found a pirate bar. The smell of coffee everywhere. And they had a mermaid logo with long green wavy hair. And this fella in a green apron goes, espresso or a frap? I said, I'll have a Guinness, and I gave his face a slap.
Well, I don't mean to seem irate. I want the beer from St. James Gate. A frothy pint would be just great. Hurry now, don't make me wait. I want the beer from St. James Gate.
I know pubs can look the same, but this one looked familiar. Everybody knew my name. And the bartender said, not you again. Did you go and have that nap? I said, I'll have a Guinness. And fell face first on the mat.
I don't mean to seem irate. I want the beer from St. James Gate. A frothy pint to be just great. Hurry now, don't make me wait. I want the beer from St. James Gate.
It's a crazy scene. I saw the man bun there with a red-haired cop, and the barista pointed right at me and he said, that's the man there, officer. He's all over the map. The red-haired cop handed me a Guinness and they all began to clap.
I don't mean to seem irate. I want the beer from St. James Gate. The frothy pint to be just great. Hurry now, don't make me wait. I want the beer from St. James Gate. I don't mean to seem irate. I want the beer from St. James Gate.
Jail time would not be great.
We want the beer from St. James Gate.
Our frothy pints are tasting great.
We want the beer from St. James Gate.
Officer Paddy and I can drink our weight.
In pints of beer from St. James Gate. We want the beer from St. James Gate. We want the beer from St. James Gate. We want the beer from St. James Gate.
On the wall, 100 bottles of beer. Take one down, pass around. 99 bottles of beer on the wall. 100 bottles of beer on the wall.
I'll count them. Passing bottles in the study. Who knows that I'm around?
100 bottles of beer on the wall.
Pass around my lovely town. She don't care at all.
I'm in this country, born in Tennessee.
I'm playing with my friends and she wants. They all have fun, but I'm not feeling great. I put my old on the wall, love in box case. A girl of mine, she left me here in Tennessee. I'm dancing with my friends, there's no place I'd rather be. If I can't go get my fellas, I see bottles in the place. Everywhere I go, I see her face.
Beer on the wall. I love you, she don't care at all.
located his future. I stroll into this barroom with my pipes as dry as chalk. I bought myself a beer, then I had to take a walk. While I was gone, some no-good John had drank up my last dime. I never thought a man would stoop to such a petty crime. Who drank my beer while I was in the rear? Please tell me somebody. Such dealings call for action. I'm demanding satisfaction. A bit on Jesse evaporator, scoot off like a fly. It ain't got legs to walk away, which proves that there's a guy. One of you fellas at the bar who drank a beer for free. Be honest with me, boys, point the buzzard out to me. Who drank my beer? Who? While I was in the rim. Point out that lowdown loser. I'm gonna dislocate his future. As far back as my memory goes, I've been a friend to man. When one was down and I was around, I'd lend a helping hand. Want one of you gents with good intent, please do the same for me. Replace my beer so I'll still love and trust humanity. Who drank my beer while I was in the rim? Such dealings call for action. I'm demanding satisfaction.
A really beautiful start.
Fancy beer.
2, 3, 4. When I'm lonely, I drink a fancy beer.
Fancy beer.
Oh, when I want you only, I drink a fancy beer.
Fancy beer.
And when the weather's stormy and daybreak is far, I throw an extra $1.50 on the bar. There's no sense in saving pennies if I don't know where you are. Oh, I drink a fancy beer. Candy, honey, but I can't get it. I drink a fancy beer.
Fancy beer.
When there's no one there to hold me for the whole of the night, I put in an order for a $7 pint. Though I ain't made of money, I look classy getting tight. Oh, drinking a fancy beer.
Fancy beer.
Say, friend, what are you gonna drink tonight?
Fancy beer.
Oh, friend, what are you gonna drink tonight?
2, 3, 4,
drink it. Drink a fancy beer.
Fancy beer.
Oh, when I want you only, I drink a fancy beer.
Fancy beer.
And when the weather's stormy.
When the weather's stormy.
And daybreak's far.
And the daybreak is far.
I throw an extra $1.50 on the bar. There's no sense in saving pennies if I don't know where you are. I drink a fancy beer.
Fancy beer.
Oh, I drink a fancy beer.
2, 3, 4.
Beer. Oh, I drink. fancy beer. Oh, I drink a fancy beer.
Fancy beer.
I like beer because it is good. I drink beer because I should. If there was a song to sing, I sing it and beer you drink. I drink beer when I am sad, because the beer, it makes me glad. Now there's nothing left to say, so let's go drink beer.
Beer is good! Beer is good! Beer is good! And some beer is good! Beer is good! Beer is good!
Let's go drink some beer!
Thank you.
can drive, but I survive somehow. And I'll bring the load through, but I don't know how. On 18 wheels and Monster Brow. Ooh, I like it faster. Can't see the road, I'm too plastic. Drinking, driving, killing rain. Coming for the Sunshine State. In the nation, 18 wheels and Meister Brow. I killed my wasted brain somehow. But I'll bring the road through, but I don't know how. On 18 wheels and Meister Brow. You're on my grill, my foot's lead. What's wrong with them? Can't feel my head. White line fever, chips ahoy. CHP after me. Eat this bacon, boy.
Hold up. Pull over.
I never asked for this.
The shores of Lake Erie, the Cleveland Indians. We had Charlie Spikes and Frank Duffy in the summer of 74. How can you fill a single seat when the team goes down to another defeat? The plan was simple and not too discreet. Cheap beer.
Welcome to Municipal Stadium, a beautiful night for a ball game.
The fateful night was June 4th, a baseball game in Cleveland. Peanuts were shelled and the crowd would roar. Family fun for all. Bring the kids and Uncle Ned. It's the Rangers and Indians head to head. Beer will flow and blood will shed. A 10-cent beer night. 10-cent beer night. 10-cent beer night. While fans imbibe their cup of foam, the players could be safe at home. Twist like a scene from ancient Rome. 10-cent beer night.
I got your beer here, only 10 cents a pop.
25,000 shouted loud as a woman charged the field. In the on-deck circle flashed the crowd as 50,000 eyes were peeled. A naked dude stole second base. Small explosions rocked the stands. The Rangers players pled their case. As they jumped the fence to shake their hands on 10-cent beer night, 10-cent beer night. Festive fans with pickled livers, stoked by sudsy Indian givers, with brusca that ran like Mickey Rivers. A 10-cent beer night.
Hey, bro hammer, I'm hammered too.
It was quite a scandal. Folks had too much strohs to handle. John Lowenstein and Lenny Randle, both of them were there. The promotion was more than strange. For just a little pocket change, your brain cells you could rearrange. A
10-cent beer night.
Daddy, can I have a cotton candy?
Not till you finish that tall one, Junior.
Someone stole Jeff Burrow's glove. There were two men on the score. Of the ninth, batteries flew from every side. Fans appeared now everywhere. Billy Martin joined the fray. The ump was hit with a flying chair. And the game was forfeited away. A 10-cent beer night, 10-cent beer night. All it took was discount brew to replicate the Cleveland Zoo. I guess the tribe would have lost anywho. A 10-cent beer night. It was quite a scandal, too much suds for folks to handle. Gaylord Perry and Oscar Gamble, both of them were there. Kinda like Fraternity Rush, it even made Chief Wahoo blush. Not a single Orange Crush was served on 10-cent beer night.
You guys are gonna win it all this year!
I think you've had one too many, sir. Now rooting for the tribe, you see, you have to be insane. You could choose sobriety, but there's nothing there to kill the pain. Nine were arrested and taken away when the game was finally through. On the bright side, some would say, at least it wasn't bad day too. 10-cent beer night, 10-cent beer night. The league, it showed some contrition, for perhaps it was a premonition for disco record demolition. 10-cent beer night.
All right, marketing team, I got a better idea this time. All red uniforms. People are going to love them.
All right, my friends, good evening, and welcome once again to your favorite show and mine, Bitslap, with me, your host, KBC. And this week, it's St. Patrick's Day, so what else are we going to do? We're going to drink some beer, okay? But first, let me remind you that this is the midst of the WFMU fundraising season. And if you haven't done so already, if you would just go to the FMU page, WFMU.org, click on the support button, and go ahead. Be at it. Anyway, they need it. And they make people like me possible, and the drummer stream, and all those other incredible things. It's grown from nothing when I started there, and I'm so proud to be part of it. So please help us out with this, okay? So having said that, what did we hear? We heard from Trey Parker and Matt Stone, who they are, I don't have to tell you. Fiddlesticks Beer Song after that, from, I guess, Fiddlesticks. They didn't properly identify themselves. Naughty. The High Kings, following that. That was the Irish Pub. And, of course, it's an Irish Pub kind of day, right? Clancy Brothers, Beer, 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 followed by Youth in Britain, Beer, 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 Lovely Beer. Okay, you got them straightened out. We heard a Falstaff beer commercial from Cream. Boy, that's kind of brutal, eh? I don't know. Maybe I could grow on it or something. I don't know. The beer from St. James Gate was Cali Celtic. Okay, that's a cute little song about you-know-what. 100 bottles of beer. I did find a version of all 100, but mercifully we may have that next time, okay? All right, anyway, this was a guy named Jimmy Vestal. Coco Taylor after that, the Beer Bottle Boogie. Dave Bartholomew after that, Who Drank My Beer While I Was in the Rear, a plea from a gentleman. Two-man gentleman band, and that was, of course, Fancy Beer. You want some Fancy Beer? Come up to Maine here. It's like $15 a six-pack. You know, it's all these craft brews. You can still get Budweiser, but anyway, we have a lot of expensive beer, but it's also really, really good. Okay, my favorite now is something called Allagash White. It's brewed down in Portland, and it's kind of a Belgian thing without being, shall we say, cloying and unsympathetic, okay? Where were we? Beer Bottle Boogie, Coco Taylor, Who Drank My Beer, Dave Bartholomew, Fancy Beer, okay, Beer is Good and Stuff from Psycho Stick. We heard Alestorm, who is Scottish, that's good enough for me, and that was called Drink. We come here to drink your beer, and we mean it. That was from 2014, 18 Wheels of Meisterbrow. That was Neil Smith. Sounds like a dangerous character. I think he's the guy that used to play bass for Alice Cooper. Hold that thought. And then we heard a true story. Yet another string band in the ballad of 10-cent Beer Night. One of baseball's greatest comedies of the 20th century. All right? So we will head back to stuff right now. And I see you over there. You need a refill. So go get it.
Give me some beer drinking music. Come here every day, and I sit in the same place. You should know by now which one's my favorite song. It's a way I find relief from the things that trouble me. So I stop here every day on my way home to hear some beer drinking music, good country music, the kind of songs where I can sing along. Play me some beer drinking music, good country music. Sing me a good beer drinking song. Every man must make his share of mistakes, and someone always writes them in a song. So I sit here and make believe that they're singing about me, and I stop here every day on my way home to hear some beer drinking music, good country music, the kind of songs where I can sing along. Play me some beer drinking music, good country music. Sing me a good beer drinking song. Play me some beer drinking music, good country music, the kind of songs where I can sing along. Play me some beer drinking music, good country music. Sing me a good beer drinking song.
In the bottle, to me it will all taste the same. Down the hatch, cause my throat's open throttle. My heart is pumping sorrow through my veins. I could drink to the times when I was happy, but here's a toast to my misery. On tap, in the can, or in the bottle, oh bartender, bring it to me. On tap, in the can, or in the bottle, I wonder who's kissing her now. My life I'll have to remodel and learn to live without her somehow. There's no place to go and hide myself. The only sanctuary I see is on tap, in the can, or in the bottle. Oh, bartender, bring it to me. There's no place to go and hide myself. The only sanctuary I see is on tap, in the can, or in the bottle. Oh, bartender, bring it to me. On tap, in the can, or in the bottle.
Well, bartender, bring it to me.
Gotta drink up for the farmers and the truckers and the brewers across the land.
Go down.
Go down to your friendly local tavern and tip a toast to Uncle Sam. Why don't you buy a brew for the red, white, and blue made from amber waves of grain. When you quench your thirst, read the label first. Always drink American. Yeah, when you quench your thirst, read the label first.
Just a boy at the time when this drinking Uncle Hiram of mine decided he'd make up a batch of homemade beer. Don't tell a soul, he said to me, but I've come across this recipe that says for pennies a day I can drink all year. So I searched the alleys behind the bars for empty jugs and mason jars, and he sneaked them down to his basement brewery. He measured out yeast and sugar and hops, and he said to me as we sealed the tops, for goodness sakes, don't tell your Aunt Marie. 'Cause she'd say, hey there, Hiram, what's going on down there? There's some peculiar odor coming up the basement stairs. Go back to your sewing, hun, I'm varnishing a chair. It's time my Uncle Hiram made his famous homemade beer. Well, we let it set for a month or so, then me and Uncle sneaked down below, figuring it was time to give it a try. I was standing there at the foot of the stairs, and Uncle Hiram was checking the wares, when all of a sudden two bottles just blew sky high. The jars went crash and the lids went clunk, and Hiram dived behind a trunk as the beer began to spew out on the floor. Uncle yelled, don't mind me, save yourself. So fast as I could, I ran up the steps, and out of breath, I quickly slammed the door. Aunt Marie came crying. What is it, dear? I said, it's Uncle's homemade beer. It's blowing up and got Uncle trapped down there. She said, beer, beer? Well, I'll declare, Hiram, you come up out of there. But the sound of exploding beer was all we could hear. Hey there, Hiram, what's going on down there? There's some peculiar odor coming up the basement stairs. Go back to your sewing, hon, I'm varnishing a chair. The time my Uncle Hiram made his famous homemade beer. Well, it sounded like a war for a day and a night. The bottles just blew up left and right, till finally we just heard one here and there. So Aunt Marie took a comforter, and holding it up in the front of her, with me behind, we started off down the stairs. Well, the place was a mess, to say the least. The walls were sticky and smelled like yeast. The glass and the lids and the beer lay all around. It had been quite a battle, there was no doubt. But when we began to look about, Uncle Hiram was nowhere to be found. And he cried out, Hiram, oh poor dear, he's been killed by a jar of beer. I warned him a drink, but he never listens to me. Then up came the lid on the antique trunk, and there soaked in beer, blind running drunk, was a late lamented love of Aunt Marie's. He said, rather than see it all go to waste, I decided I might as well have a little taste. Reckon I've tasted about 43 jars of beer. Y'all can just go on, cause I'm staying right here. Hey there, Hiram, what's going on down there? There's some peculiar odor coming up the basement stairs. Go back to your sewing, hon, I'm varnishing a chair. The time my Uncle Hiram made his famous homemade beer.
Well, my buddy called me up on the telephone. He said, come on. I just bottled up a batch about a month ago. It ought to be just about right. While we sit around the drinking and lying to one another till I guess about one or two. Man, you don't know what a hangover is till you get one from drinking homebrew.
Man, you don't know what a hangover is till you get one from drinking homebrew.
We've been trying to make a decent batch of that brew for such a long time now. But each one seemed a little worse than the last. You'd think we'd finally learn how. We got the recipe from a lager. Let me tell the story to you. Ever since that day, we've been trying to make one decent batch of homebrew.
Man, you don't know what a hangover is till you get one from drinking homebrew.
Well, my buddy and me, we was just 19, and the back of our ears still damp. When we moved up 48 miles from town and went to work in this logging camp. Them old loggers kept a crock in the corner that stunk to the heavens blue. And gathered around that pot-bellied stove, we tasted our first homebrew.
Man, you don't know what a hangover is till you get one from drinking homebrew.
Them old loggers, they'd drink that brew until some went out of their mind. Couple of the others, they turned on their brothers, and one of them went stone blind. But we kept on a-sippin' and sampling until one day we finally knew that we was just as bad as the rest of those guys. We was hooked on that old homebrew.
Man, you don't know what a hangover is till you get one from drinking homebrew.
Everything was okay until one day when we helped them clean out their truck. They was somebody's old long-lost suspenders and a halfway wore-out slug. They was gnats and bugs and mosquitoes and flies and I guess a bed bugger too. They just laughed and said that adds a flavor to a logger's old homebrew.
Man, you don't know what a hangover is till you get one from drinking homebrew.
They just laughed and said that adds a flavor to a logger's old homebrew.
I like beer so much I brew my own. And it goes a little something like this.
Hey,
honking out.
How about swilling down a cool 5-gallon keg of some kick your own ass ale?
I brew my own when I'm at home. I boil that word until it foams. And then I dump in so much hops. If hops are sweet, they call the cops. You grab a beer, you down a glass. It's just like kicking your own ass. It makes me feel so goddamn stoned.
Remember when you chug a lug.
Lucky is the beer, beer bringer's drink. Yeah!
Got a $2.99 styrofoam cooler. It gets the job done right. When it's iced down and ready, thinks it's a Yeti. Man, it'll go all night. Got a pontoon boat tied up at the lake. It's the black sheep of the dock. Put a kegerator on it, I'll be doggone it. Damn thing rides like a yacht. No matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, one thing's perfectly clear. Hard not to see it, I think we all agree it. Everything's better with beer. Ain't a red-blooded, blue-collar, God-fearing cowboy, truck-driving hippie I know. Would look you in the eye, pop top a cold one, and try to tell you it ain't so. No matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, one thing's perfectly clear. It's hard not to see it. I think we all agree it. Everything's better with beer. You know that's right. Yeah, weddings and funerals, old sawdust dance halls, bleacher sitting, ditch digging, Friday night frog gigging, everything's better with beer. No matter where
perfectly clear. It's hard not to see it. I think we all agree it. Everything's better with beer. No matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, any old time of the year. It's hard not to see it. I think we all agree it. Everything's better with beer. Everything's better with beer. Like Mexican food, barbecue, floating down the river on an inner tube. Everything's better with beer.
Well, just pass me a cold one, but here's that time again. That neon sign says open, and I'm here with all my friends. So just keep them taps a-flowing, the first round's all on me. And as long as they keep pouring them, hey, we ain't gonna leave.
Well, good God Almighty, there's a party in here. Lord of mercy, I'm thirsty. Pass me a beer. Been working all day, about ready to play. I done called all my boys and they on their way. And we ain't going home till the sun come up. And if I'm too drunk to drive, I'd sleep in my truck. Won't be the first time, but sure not the last. Got my eye on that blind with a heart shape. She been looking at me since I walked through the door. By time for old cold to twirl around the dance floor. See if she got a thing for them old cowboys. You like to fight, raise hell. Make a lot of noise.
Well, just pass me a cool one, buddy. It's that time again. That neon sign says open, and I'm here with all my friends. So just keep them taps a flowing. The first round's all on me, and as long as they keep pouring them, y'all, we ain't gonna leave.
Well, here's the situation: the blind wasn't cooking, but she came with a friend. It was just good looking, so I eased on over with the bottle of Bud. Put you right in the ice, and little lady, what's up? You like country boys with a southern drawl who fish, hunt, and fight? Say yes, ma'am, or y'all is sold, and I might be just your type. If not, what the hell, darling, I won't tell. Now me and you can ease on out of here. My truck is out front, I got a cooler of beer, and I'd love to take you for a bite to eat. Waffle House still open right down the street. It's all on me, I got plenty of cash. I might fight a grizzly bear for a piece of that. As a matter of fact, run and get your friends. I'll round up the boys, we can make some noise.
Come on, pass me a cool one, buddy, it's that time again. That neon sign says open, and I'm here with all my friends. So just keep them taps a-flowing. The first round's all on me. And as long as they keep pouring them, y'all, we ain't gonna leave. That time again, that neon sign says open, and I'm here with all my friends. So just keep them taps a-flowing. The first round's all on me, and as long as they keep pouring them, y'all, we ain't gonna leave.
Drank 15 beers. That's a whole lot of brew in one night. When you're trying to drown the memories from your mind, it took the 15 beers to get here. I don't know how many more till I leave. Take my change in tears and drink my 15 beers. Yeah, yeah, the road into Joe's about 6:15. Delilah wasn't meeting me there. up, 'cause we were really gonna swing tonight. I could already see her face and touch her long red hair. Well, at 9:35 I thought, man alive, what could be holding her up? Just then a man in a long black Cadillac came in and told little Joe, never up. While he was cleaning off the windows, I guess who he saw? In the back laying soft as rain. It was Delilah, sipping on pink champagne. I drank 15 beers, and that's a whole lot of blues for one man. When you're trying to drown the memory from your mind, dear, it took the 15 beers to forget you. I don't know how many more to just feel. While he holds Delilah near, I'll drink my 15 beers. I drank 15 beers, and that's a whole lot of brew in one night. When you're trying to drown a memory from your mind, it took me 15 beers to get here. I don't know how many more till I leave. I'll take my change in tears and drink my 15 beers. My 15 beers. How many of you? 6 or 7?
I've been a beer drinker, and when I start I don't know when to quit. Me and my buddies have a favorite tavern. Drunken Hinds recommended it. When it comes to beer I'm a glutton, but my doctor says I've got to give up booze. My pants are getting so tight they won't button. I've got the beer belly blues. Take it all, take it all, take it all off. My doctor says this belly I must lose. Take it all, take it all, take it all off. I've got the beer belly blues. How can pints add up to make inches? This is the thing that's got me so confused. My belt is getting so darn tight it pinches. I've got the beer belly blues. When the gang says let's have a cold one, my friends all know I seldom will refuse. 'Cause it ain't very often I can't hold one. That's why I've got the beer belly blues. Take it all, take it all, take it all off. My doctor says this belly I must lose. Take it all, take it all, take it all off. I've got the beer belly blue. Take it all, take it all, take it all off.
Drinking daddy with the beer drinking blues. I love you, baby, and that is true. Well, I'm so high I can hardly stand. Got a quart of beer in my right hand. Money in my pocket, looking neat. I started out the record to beat. Just about the tenth bottle, I lost the blues. Just a beer drinking daddy with nothing to lose. My honey came in and she blew her top. Lord, I thought
thought she'd never stop. Well, she's my honey and I love her dear, but she don't want me to drink my beer. Thighs bugging out and on wobbly knees, one more bottle of honey, please. If you love me, you'll understand that I gotta have beer, I'm a beer drinking man. I could hear her voice and I knew she was there. I couldn't see her anywhere. With a gentle hand she stroked my head. I looked up at her and this I said, I'm a beer drinking daddy with the beer drinking blues. I love you baby and that is true. Before I die, I'll raise my hand. And I'll drink more beer than any man.
Got your share of problems, but I don't intend to help you shed a tear. And furthermore, I've got a good suggestion. Why don't you shut up and drink your beer? Don't give me all that bull, I'm tired of hearing. Just get drunk, don't blow your smoke in here. I just can't stand no more of your sad story. So please, shut up and drink your beer. Why don't you slip a dollar in the jukebox and play the saddest songs you wanna hear? Or I'm gonna put a nipple on your bottle. Why don't you shut up and drink your beer? And don't give me all that bull, I'm tired of hearing. Just get drunk, don't blow your smoke in here. I just can't stand no more of your sad story. So please, shut up and drink your beer. Why don't you shut up and drink your beer?
Just around the corner from Main Street, just across the river on the avenue side, east and west of uptown or downtown, there's a spot that always has the doors open wide. Your special place, where Mr. Miller helps to put a smile on your face. He says if you got the time, we've got the beer.
Miller beer.
Miller tastes too good to hurry through. But when it's time to relax, Miller stands clear.
Beer after beer.
If you got the time,
if you got the time,
we've got the beer.
Miller Beer. If you got the time.
Billy's at the bar, he's been there all night. First 10 beers he's had since her goodbye. Hey! Hey! She left him broke, his new truck. He don't smoke, but he lights one up. Temporary fix for his heartache. He's hurting bad, but he's feeling great. He's on the dance floor yelling Freebird, singing off pitch, but he knows every word. Grabs him a girl and he holds on tight. He's chasing everything in sight. He'll fall apart when he gets home. Right now, his worries are gone. Life looks good, good, good. Billy's got his beer goggles on. Hey! A lot of drunks get real mean. They'll pick a fight over anything. Billy wants to laugh, that's why he's here. You won't see him cry unless you spill his beer. He's on the dance floor yelling Freebird, singing off pitch, but he knows every word. Grabs him another girl and holds on tight. That he's chasing everything in sight. He'll fall apart when he gets home. Right now, his worries are gone. Life looks good, good, good. Billy's got his beer goggles on. Bloodshot eyes. He'll fall apart when he gets home. Right now his worries are gone, 'cause life looks good, good, good. So good, good, good. Life looks good, good, good. Billy's got his beer goggles on.
How many fingers am I holding up, Billy? Get up, Billy.
Well, when I was down in Texas, it was Lone Star for me. Out in Colorado, it was Coors Naturally. But tonight I'm down in Georgia, a good old boy again. I'm a Billy Carter, Billy, beer drinking fan. Beer drinking is my bag, simple are my ways. You can bet the ranch that I stand for what I say. I'll always be a call it the way I see it, man. I'm a Billy Carter, Billy, beer drinking fan. So pass me Jimmy's peanuts down the table. Tell that Georgia peach I'm a rambling man. Yeah, that's here. I like beer on that jukebox again. I'm a Billy Carter, Billy, beer drinking fan. Well, they call me Harley Farley. I punch a clock each day. Long are my hours, little is my pay. So put him on the ticket, 'cause I know he understands.
hillbilly beer drinking fan. So pass me Jimmy's peanuts down the table. Tell that Georgia peach I'm a rambling man. Hey, let's hear it. I like beer. Phone that jukebox again. I'm a Billy Carter, Billy beer drinking fan. Hey, let's hear Dave D and Tom T beer drinking again. I'm a Billy Carter, Billy beer drinking fan.
Okay, just had a big set full of country music songs, country music drinking songs. They knew how to write them, they knew how to drink them, they knew how to throw them back up too, I'll tell you. I'm going to tell you a secret. My voice is a little weird this week. I had a brief but futile battle against one of those 24-hour intestinal viruses, which included, shall we say, a lot of colorful language. All right, so my voice has changed and my throat is raw and raspy. I need a beer. So, we start out with Ray Sanders, beer drinking music, on tap, in the can, or in the bottle. That was Hank Thompson from 1968. Peter Stampfl and the Bottle Caps, Drink American, an old favorite around here. Uncle Hiram and his homemade beer was a guy named Dick Feller. Never heard of him. Buzz Martin, Oregon's Singing Lumberjack, and that was the Lager's homebrew, right? You've had that before. Stay away. Hoppy Beer Song was Brian and Jimmy Cooper, I'm sorry. And then a commercial for Lucky Lager from Batten, Barton, Durston, and Osborne. Does that sound like a new folk trio to you or something? I don't know. Better with Beer was Kevin Fowler Band from God knows where. Colt Ford, featuring Jamie Johnston and Cold Beer. They drink beer good down there. 15 Beers was Johnny Paycheck. You got to watch out for stuff like that. Big Bill Johnson, the Beer Belly Blues, and let's see, Eddie Nowak, guy who wrote Psycho, that was Beer Drinking Blues, Shut Up and Drink Your Beer, good warning from Norman Wade, you gotta know when to shut up, okay? Some people drink to forget, some drink to remember, alright? Billy's Got His Beer Goggles On was Neil McCoy, and Billy Beer Drinking Fan from Rick Pilgreen, and we send our best wishes to the family of Mr. Jimmy Carter, who is still hanging on, and we love him for it. Anyway, let's see. I don't drink beer anymore, at least not really. I mean, I'll have one when I go out, but I pretty much gave it up because diabetes was coming, and I managed to beat it, also by not having my usual hard roll and butter for breakfast every single morning. And hey, I lost 30 pounds, and my A1C went down 10 points, so hey, it's a win-win. But anyway, coming up, a couple about not drinking or regretting it, okay? Anyway, I'll see you next week. Don't forget the thing about the FMU Marathon, please, WFMU.org. Tell them KBC sent you.
When I'm out driving in my car, I like to be able to steer. So I don't drink beer. And when I try to communicate, I want for my words to be clear. So I don't drink beer. I don't drink beer, 'cause it doesn't make me feel well, and I need every brain cell I've been given. And I don't drink beer, I don't mean to be overcautious, but the bitter taste makes me nauseous. I don't drink beer. When I'm out walking round the town, I don't wanna fall down on my rear. So I don't drink beer. When I'm trying to ride a wave, I don't wanna crash into the pier. So I don't drink beer. I don't drink beer. I don't need to head for the mountains or wake up in the mall fountain on Sunday morning. And I don't drink beer. I don't need an advisor to know that Bud don't make me wiser. I don't drink beer. Oh, oh, oh.
St. Patrick's Day, is there a crueler fate than this? I doubt it. I'm sober on St. Patrick's Day. Every pub I see around is crowded. And the people, they all say, there's got to be a better way. But I'm broke as fuck, down on my luck. Don't even have a nickel in my pocket. Find a lick of liquor, guess I'll be on my merry way without it. But the Terry gives me a call, and he says his keg is full. Well, that's all he had to say. I'm getting fucked up on St. Patrick's Day. Get the fuck out of my way, I'll load it. Fucked up on St. Patrick's Day. Bumps my buddy in the fucking nutsack. I got you, bitch. Taking a shit off the roof. Drinking homemade liquor, I don't know the proof. Yeah, I'm fucked up. Hey, what up? Let's go flip that fucking taco truck. Fucked up on St. Patrick's Day. There's tacos flying everywhere. Oh, fuck yeah. Taco fights, it's like back in the olden times in Dublin. Terry's got a fresh bottle of Malort in the trunk, but he can't find his keys, and now he's blowing chunks. People making comments that were sloppy drunks, but it's St. Patrick's Day and we don't give a fuck. We're fucked up on St. Patrick's Day. Get the fuck out of our way. We're loaded. On St. Patrick's Day, get the fuck out of our way. We're loaded. We're fucked up on St. Patrick's Day. Get the fuck out of our way. We're loaded. We're fucked up on St. Patrick's Day. Get the fuck out of our way. We're loaded.
Fucked up on St. Patrick's Day. Get the fuck out of our way. Fucked up on St. Patrick's Day. Get the fuck out of our way. We're loaded.
Well, I sent my pretty baby to a neighborhood store. My head was bobbling from the night before. I said you'd better hurry as she went out the gate. My sister needs a helper and I don't mean a steak. She had a cold six pack when she got back, but it was
root beer.
Well, now you can just imagine I was shocked to death. For nearly 20 minutes couldn't get my breath. My mind began to wonder would I ever get well. I leave it to my baby, well you can't never tell. Cause everything went numb when I saw what she brung. It was
root beer.
The homebrew lightning, the alcohol.
doctor or my little nurse. But get me something quick before I die or get worse. I only need a toddy, just a little drink. Yeah, that should be enough to put me back in the pink. But if a pain went black when I hooked in the sack, it was
root beer.
Begin to thinking I'd be better off dead. But then I just remembered about my old Uncle Ned. He's got a little business squeezing juice out of corn. And I began to praise the day my uncle was born. Cause you can't get any kicks when you're in this fix out of
root beer.
Well, homebrew lightning, the alcohol, even good old Mountain Dew. Moonshine, grapevine, plenty old time. You could be my doctor or my little nurse, but get me something quick before I die or get worse. I only need a toddy, just a little drink. Yeah, that should be enough to put me back in the pink. But if a thing went black when I looked in the sack, it was
root beer.